Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New developments in condo collapse.
The third largest building failure in the history of the United States.
Deadly heat wave spreads out.
Heat is a stress on the body. It's a stress on the mind.
Will college athletes get a piece of the pie?
We've worked so hard, we should be compensated.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Day 7 of search and rescue efforts are beginning at the site of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, after a 12th body was recovered last night. 149 people are still missing. A former building inspector who deemed the tower in very good shape 3 years ago has been put on leave from his current job. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez spoke with an engineering expert.
Alan Kilzheimer is a structural engineer hired by the town of Surfside to find out what went wrong. He has decades of experience investigating disasters like the 9/11 terrorist attack on the Pentagon. And he's looking at everything, from witness interviews to reports of cracked concrete under the building.
Could have been a number of things that alone wouldn't have caused the problem, but together with a trigger caused the problem. This is a puzzle, and we have to figure out how to put all the pieces together.
It's not just the West Coast.
It's the heat. Definitely the heat. I'm over it.
A new heat wave is sending temperatures to stifling highs in the Northeast. The humidity is expected to make it feel like 105 in Philadelphia today. 12 deaths are now blamed on extreme weather in Oregon and Washington State. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Seattle.
Days of triple-digit temperatures have caused roads to crack and pavement to pop loose across the Pacific Northwest. The number of people trying to stay cool is also straining the power grid. In Spokane, Washington, where the temperature reached 109 degrees, a utility company warned of rolling blackouts due to the increased demand.
It's already bad enough not having air conditioning, but to have no power at all in this heat is dangerous.
The highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus has now been identified in all 50 states. But people in several of them are still shying away from vaccinations. In Arkansas, fewer than 32% have gotten shots. Correspondent David Begno is in Little Rock with the story of a newborn whose mother didn't believe in getting vaccinated.
It's a blessing that I'm still here. If it wasn't, you know, for these people, I wouldn't be.
It's just a miracle that she's home.
We met Ashton Reed and her husband Chase inside the hospital where she almost died here in Little Rock.
Just felt like there was something sitting on my chest.
She started to lose oxygen, and so did her unborn baby. Doctors did an emergency C-section to remove the child 10 weeks premature. Ultimately, they both survived. But now she and her husband are on a mission to educate both the COVID deniers and the anti-vaxxers.
They're welcome to come talk to me, and I will show them what COVID could really look like.
Ashton wrote on Facebook that doctors told her husband she had a 40 to 50% chance of surviving. 91% of the active COVID cases in this state involve people who are not fully vaccinated. You know what Chase Reed did as his wife lay unconscious in this hospital? He went and he got vaccinated.
The top U.S. general in Afghanistan is worried about a civil war after American troops complete their withdrawal this weekend. Yesterday, the House voted to make it easier to evacuate the Afghan interpreters who've been working with them. Correspondent Charlie Daggett spoke to one in Kabul.
Omid Mahmoudi put his own life on the line to save the lives of American soldiers.
They hugged me and they kissed me and they told me, from now you're my brother.
Now his life is at risk again.
We will be slaughtered by Taliban.
Slaughtered by Taliban?
Yes, sir.
While evacuation plans to a third country may still be uncertain, the Taliban death threats here are crystal clear.
Yeah, I receive a lot of phone calls from them.
Phone calls.
And they told me, we will find you and we will kill you.
The Taliban have said interpreters will not be in danger as long as they show remorse for their treason against religion and country.
The House has passed a bill to remove statues of Confederate leaders like John Calhoun and Jefferson Davis from the U.S. Capitol. Majority Whip James Clyburn among the 285 who voted in favor.
What we should do today is relegate these statues to the dustbin of history.
67 Republicans backed the measure. Similar legislation failed last year before Joe Biden was elected and Democrats took control of the Senate. Lawmakers in the House vote today on creating a committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
We hope to be able to get to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What happened that fateful day, why it happened, and how do we prevent that type of violent assault from ever happening again.
Committee members would be chosen by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says he has a problem with that.
The Senate is taking the approach of having some of their standing committees look into it. Speaker Pelosi ought to be exercising that same ability, not going down a partisan route.
Have you noticed prices creeping up at the pump? Correspondent Errol Barnett checks it out.
A shortage of fuel truck drivers is causing delivery delays in places like Washington, Oregon, California, and Colorado out west to Iowa and Ohio.
There is no gas shortage. Please don't go panic shopping.
Andrew Gross with AAA says panic buying that followed the Colonial Pipeline hack can easily be avoided.
If you go to a gas station and their pumps are empty, which would be rare, but if they are, chances are the station across the street or down the road will have gas. This is very, very spotty at most.
Many drivers may still not like the prices they see at the pump, the highest since 2014, averaging $3.10 a gallon.
The NCAA's Division I Board of Directors votes today on temporarily suspending amateurism rules to let college athletes make money from their names, images, and likenesses. CBS sports analyst Gary Parrish with a prediction.
You're going to have quarterbacks and point guards and pitchers making thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Iowa point guard Jordan Bohannon is ready to launch a new clothing line this week.
Once you understand the background of the whole industry of what the NCAA is and what they stand for, you truly realize how much money is out there and how much money is being closed behind doors and being taken away from these athletes.
10 states already allow it. There's backlash over Venmo's announcement it's raising fees for some users. CNET's Ian Schur.
The way this is all going to work is that when people send money, just like they do in PayPal, they can say whether it's for something personal or for a good or a service. And if it's personal, they won't get charged a fee. But if it's for a good or service, it will. And that is what's bothering side hustlers.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga have duetted plenty in the past, but this time will be different.
And I'm not a great romancer.
They'll perform together live Friday on MTV's Unplugged stage for the first time since his family announced the 94-year-old crooner has Alzheimer's. He and his 35-year-old friend will sing songs from their brand new Jazz Standards album before a fully vaccinated audience in New York. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, June 30th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.